Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Wednesday morning, May 6, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Biomed News breaks Volition Rx Limited NYSEI American. NYX reports high accuracy in feline cancer blood test study. Volition Rx Limited NYSEI American VNRX announced high accuracy in its new CoolVet feline prototype assay for detecting lymphoma in cats, achieving 97% specificity and identifying 86% of cases. This advancement in blood-based liquid biopsy tests for feline cancer addresses a significant unmet need in veterinary medicine, offering a commercial opportunity with potential milestone payments and revenue generation as the company expands in the companion animal oncology market. Tech Media Breaks, Data Vault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. Data Vault AI announced the closing of its registered direct offering of approximately 109.1 million shares, generating gross proceeds of about $60 million. The company plans to use the net proceeds for deployment of its quantum-ready GPU edge network, infrastructure build-out, equipment, working capital, and general corporate purposes. Titan Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the offering.
Realize receives Department of War memorandum on securing domestic heavy rare earth supply ahead of 2027 deadline. Realize receives a Department of War memorandum highlighting the need to secure domestic heavy rare earth elements before the 2027 Chinese origin rare earth material ban. Dysprosium and terbium are identified as critical elements, aligning with Realoy's plan to build HRE processing facilities in North America. The company aims to establish a sovereign HRE supply chain with zero China nexus, meeting the Department of War's defense strategy.
Aclarion announces inducement grant to new commercial director, Western U.S. Aclarion Inc. announced an inducement grant to Daniel Keefe, the new commercial director, Western U.S. The grant includes an option to purchase 17,000 shares of Aclarion's common stock. The stock option has specific vesting terms over 4 years, contingent on Mr. Keefe's continued service with the company. This grant aligns with Aclarion's growth strategy amid increasing demand for its Gnosis and platform.
NPI and founder Mitch Gold celebrate 20 years building brands. Nutritional Products International, NPI is celebrating its 20-year milestone supporting international brands entering the U.S. South market with its evolution of distribution platform. Founder Mitch Gold highlights the importance of experience, discipline, and strategic execution in navigating the complexities of retail expansion. NPI's integrated system streamlines global logistics, regulatory alignment, market positioning, retail placement, and post-placement marketing to help brands enter the U.S. South market with confidence and efficiency.
Millipore Sigma builds on its legacy as a biotechnology leader in Temecula. Millipore Sigma has solidified its position as a biotechnology leader in Temecula since 1989, growing its site into a hub for advanced biomedical and biotechnical manufacturing. Recent investments, like the Hub Organoids acquisition and a new organoid development lab, demonstrate their commitment to cutting-edge research. Beyond biotech, Millipore Sigma actively supports local education and community initiatives, showcasing a long-term dedication to the Temecula area.
Investor News Breaks Information Services Group rings NASDAQ closing bell to mark 20th anniversary. Ed said, Information Services Group will ring the NASDAQ closing bell on May 5th, 2026, at the NASDAQ market site in New York to celebrate its 20th anniversary. The company has evolved into an AI-centered technology research and advisory firm with 1,500 professionals serving over 900 clients globally. For more details, visit the company's website.
Tech Media Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp. to deploy smart technologies in French hotel renovation. Tech Media Breaks reports that SkyX Platforms Corp. is set to deploy smart home and building technologies in the renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourgogne, France. The project with Group OTT will include thousands of lighting and safety units in a three-phase plan. For more information, visit SkyX Platforms Corp's website. A News Breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp, CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF develops cross-language AI model for intoxication detection. MindBio Therapeutics Corp, CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB. MBQIF has unveiled a language-agnostic AI speech model to detect drug and alcohol intoxication across multiple languages. This innovation aims to enhance scalable, non-invasive testing for industries requiring high-volume safety screening.
Wild gold discovery drill holes with gold over 200 meters. Intercepts at La Fleur Minerals, Swanson Gold Deposit, point towards a district-scale gold discovery. Near-term gold producer La Fleur Minerals has announced a significant gold discovery at its Swanson Gold Project in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Drill core assays revealed gold intercepts over 200 meters, pointing towards a district-scale discovery. The company's expanding mineralization zones exceed previous estimates, with plans to increase production capacity and resume operations at the Beacon Gold Mill later this quarter.
Mission IR News Breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE. American OHSE appoints Moishe Gubin CEO as Timothy Terry retires. Optimum Bank Holdings announced the retirement of Timothy Terry as CEO, with Moishe Gubin appointed as the new CEO. Braden R. Smith will take over as president of the bank effective May 1, 2026. Optimum Bank, founded in 2000, is a community bank in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, focused on personalized service and innovative financial solutions.
Investor News Breaks, La Fleur Minerals, Inc. appoints VP Exploration and VP Mining Operations. La Fleur Minerals, Inc. has appointed Mark Ducharmet as Vice President of Exploration and Mike Petrina as Vice President Mining Operations. These strategic appointments aim to bolster technical and operational leadership for the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. Ducharmet and Petrina bring extensive experience in discovery, development, and mine operations, enhancing La Fleur Minerals' capabilities for future growth.
SkyX will deploy its technologies in its first European hotel during a master renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc, a historical hotel in La Bourbon, France. Part of Group OTT, SkyX Technologies will deploy its advanced smart technologies in the historical Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourbon, France, as part of a master renovation project. The renovation includes rooms, suites, bars, restaurants, spa, gym, and more. SkyX and Group OTT plan to collaborate on additional hotels, aiming to revolutionize the hotel industry with time and cost-saving game-changing technologies.
Investment banking helps UBS record 80% increase in quarter one profits. UBS reported an 80% increase in quarter one profits, reaching $3 billion, thanks to strong performance in investment banking. Analysts were surprised by the impressive results, indicating a solid start to the year. Eyes are now on other players in the sector, like B. Riley Financial Inc., to see how they stack up.
Investor News Breaks, McEwen Inc. to host Q1 2026 conference call May 7th. McEwen Inc. will host a conference call on May 7th, 2026 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss Q1 financial results and project developments. Investors are invited to join the call, which will include a Q&A session. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Consumer electronics face chip shortages as AI data centers proliferate. Makers of consumer electronics, like laptops and smartphones, are grappling with chip shortages due to the surge in chip demand from AI data centers. Despite the different chip requirements, companies like Broadcom Inc. are thriving, providing software solutions to the booming data center industry. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions.
Renewable energy notches new records in the U.S. and globally. Renewable energy in the U.S. hit record highs in 2025 and 2026, with solar and wind sources supplying over a quarter of the country's electricity. Despite federal policies favoring fossil fuels, companies like Frontiers North America Inc. are innovating the use of solid hydrocarbons. These advancements could reshape the energy landscape. For more news on green energy, visit greenenergystocks.com.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting XYME's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.